Good day, friends and enemies, and welcome to the Lavender Ladies podcast. We have quite a thrilling story to tell you, but before we get along too far, a warning. This podcast contains swearing and themes of violence, drugs, sex, organized crime, torture, and murder. Listener discretion is advised. And now, without any further ado, our story begins in the big city, Olympus.
You nervous?
Me? Sledge, never.
I mean about Ruby. She's been quiet.
I'm thinking she's in shock.
So then what do you want to do from here?
I'd like to take her home, keep an eye on her. But I'm concerned Hari might think I've taken her out back and shot her.
So maybe we should swing by the bean, pick up Beak, and tell Hari our plan?
Yes, I think that's best. Ruby, my dear, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
We're going to swing by and see Hari, all right? Then you'll come by and stay at my home for tonight.
Sure, that's fine.
Wow, she's not even here, is she?
Miles away.
Yo, we're closed! Oh, hey, Sledge, how'd it go?
As good as expected, I guess. Where's Hari?
Cleaning up the kitchen. Hey, Hari! Your assistant's back! I'm leaving!
Sounds like you had a full day.
I don't know how they do it, Sledge. I'll never go back to normal life. It's awful. Fuck customer service.
Well, maybe you can appreciate the pain involved in it all.
Ruby? You've been pretty quiet.
She saw Sledge shoot Tony. I think it shocked her.
Dude! Sledge shot Tony?! Fuck, that's awesome! Why am I never around for the fun shit?
You were just shot in the shoulder, and we just found out there's a contract on you. Can you please be a little more serious?
I never get to do the fun stuff.
You're impossible.
It was awesome, Beak. I'll fill you in later.
Oh god, I was so worried, Ruby. Ruby? What did you do to her? You monster,
hey,
you-
ease up, buddy, before you say something you regret.
She's like a walking zombie, Ruby.
I'm fine, Hari. I just had a busy day, and I'd like to lay down.
She witnessed a rather shocking event and is stressed. I was planning to take her back to my house to relax.
Absolutely not. She's acting like she's drugged. She clearly doesn't need more time with you. I'm sorry, Miss Stavish. I am. I just need to...
Hari, I understand your concern, but I too am worried. I would like to take Ruby back with me. Beak will be coming with me as well. I would also like for you to come with us to give you peace of mind.
What? But the cafe, I can't...
Why not take the day off? Or you could let Beak run it.
Yeah, I totally got it. This day has made me a master at the cafe stuff. Hari, you can trust me.
I don't know. I can't let Beak run the bean, and I can't close. My parents never...
Oh my god, Hari, it's one day. This isn't Disney World. You can close for a second.
I'm bringing Ruby to my house. You can come with us or not. That's your choice.
I...
Whatever. While you think about it, I'm taking this dessert as my payment for today.
I can't believe you. Get in the car.
What? I worked. I should get paid for it. And I can at least set the terms of that payment.
You're so immature. You just spent the entire day working in a job you've never been in before.
Hari, you know I'm not the most patient of women. I have a lot of work to do.
I'll go with you.
Great. Pack an overnight bag. We'll be waiting out front.
I'll take Hari and Ruby to their rooms, Aster.
Actually, Sledge, if you'd take Beak to my office and call Vinny and Scoop, I want to get on this as soon as possible. I'll show them their rooms.
Aye, aye, Captain. Hey, Vinny! Emergency family meeting!
Don't shout! What the fuck is wrong with you? It's 1 a.m.
And who else is in here besides Vinny?
My poor damn eardrums. Jesus Christ. Call your girlfriend.
Scoop!
On your phone!
Well, to be fair...
If you keep this up, you'll both find yourself on the bottom of the river. Now, I'd like to get some sleep tonight. Let's move. Hari, Ruby, this way, please.
Ruby?
Yes?
Are you feeling any better? What exactly did you see?
I'm fine,
Hari, she's going to be fine. She's doing a lot better than many others who've witnessed a shooting. I'm sure we remember yours, yes? You were in hysterics.
I was 15.
I'm not saying it was bad, I'm just saying everyone reacts differently. Ruby is going to be fine. Here, you'll stay in this room. You remember it, yes?
Yeah, but Miss Tavish, I'd really like to stay with Ruby.
She'll be right down the hall in my room. You can go and visit her whenever you'd like.
Do you really think it's appropriate for her to stay with you? After all, look at the state she's in.
Are you trying to imply something? Because I certainly believe you know my morals and standing, said Donna.
No, just that I know you're still doing work and it could take a few hours and what if she needs something?
Ruby has been here before and knows what to look for should she actually need something. I think it's best now if you head to bed, and I'll tuck Ruby in.
Miss Stavish, it's just that...
Hari, I understand your concerns, but I am very, very tired. Today has been rather stressful, and I'd like to be done with it as soon as possible. Now, is there anything so important that it cannot wait until breakfast?
No, I guess not.
Then sleep well.
Yeah, you too.
Good night.
Of all the fool-headed things to do, I expect this from Beak, but you, Sledge?
I stand by what I did. You weren't there.
God damn it, this is just like the party of 09. You remember what happened then, don't you? We don't want a new war. On a scale of 1 to fucking stupid, how fucking stupid are you?
You fucking think you know everything, don't you? You weren't there. I was defending my dignity as well as getting information. I don't act out. And I don't fucking appreciate that you're saying I do.
And what the fuck do you think it was then? Shooting that grease head in the middle of a crowded club like that, you think that's a fucking...
I made sure no one was around that could get any ideas, and Candy was working. She told me she was watching...
And I'm sure Lola was, too. Well, just because your fuck friend was there doesn't mean the environment itself was a safe place to just shoot someone in the open like that in a fucking clubhouse, you idiot!
Enough! Vinny, Tony was completely out of line and being an absolute douchebag. And on top of that, Sledge managed to get him to tell us all about a contract on Beak.
Wait, there's a contract out on Beak?
Yes, so we have slightly bigger things to worry about.
Who would want to kill me? Everybody loves me!
Well, there was that one time you pushed Bobby into the punch bowl at Zambini's holiday party and broke his great-grandmother's Swarovski bowl.
Yeah, but it was great. Oh! Don't forget the time you tripped one of Tony's yes-men at that fair, and he fell face-first into a pile of dog shit.
Which was also great. But yeah, I mean, we all know I'm hilarious, but what would cause a want for my life?
I got here as fast as I could. What's going on?
Somebody has a contract out for me.
Wait, what? Who is it? They're over.
We don't know yet.
I'll murder them.
Aw, babe, that's so sweet.
But also maybe not the best choice.
Oh, so now you're seeing why mindless shooting isn't the answer?
If you bring it up again, I'm gonna shoot a bullet so far up your ass!
What shooting?
Sledge shot Tony at Lola's. It was awesome!
I thought you were working the bean. Did you go with them?
No, Sledge told me. But I can only assume it was awesome.
Anyways, before this escalates, I want to get to the bottom of this. Vinny, call Diamond. Have her reserve the blue room for myself and Linescu.
Right away.
You're not going alone.
No, you and Sledge are joining me.
Do you think it's wise to bring Beak?
Well, if she's with us, she's less likely to get hit.
Yeah, babe, I don't want to be a sitting duck. And besides, Sledge and Aster can take down anything that comes at me. It'll be like I have my own personal bodyguards.
Beak, some days it feels like you'll need a bodyguard from us.
That being said, I think it's best you accompany us. Scoop, I want you there tomorrow morning and do a good run over of the place. You know what to look for.
Yes, Aster.
What's going on?
Hey there, Oak Tree. How you feeling?
Oak Tree?
You were shaking like a leaf. I thought it fit.
Ruby, how are you?
I'm okay, I think. I feel better than I did earlier.
Great! Glad to hear it. Now then, why don't you see yourself back to bed?
Wait, what? Why?
We're discussing work, family business, family only.
You're all related?
She means our line of business, my dear.
Diamond is all... Oh. Hey, Ruby. Heard you had an eventful day.
Hey, Vinny. Yeah, I guess it was kind of crazy. I've kind of absorbed it now, I think.
Yeah? Well, that's good. Good to hear. Asta, should we discuss this later?
Wait, no. Don't mind me.
Don't mind you? Are you joking?
No, I said I wanted to know what this was about, and I meant it.
Ruby, you had a crazy day. You feel good after a short nap, but you are not prepared to deal with this.
I want to know what's going on. I feel that while it was very startling, yes, I think I handled it very well.
You went into a coma.
Ruby, I don't think this is a wise decision, and please, trust me. I'm literally here to be an advisor to Miss Stavish. I know that this is such a different life and is so much more exciting than what you've experienced before, but please believe me. You don't want to do this.
I want to do this.
Have you been hanging out with Beak lately? Picking up bad habits there.
News to me.
I'm serious. I am.
I think Ruby should accompany us.
You can't be serious.
No, Aster. No way.
Aster, there are so many reasons why this is a bad idea.
Aster, think about Diamond's Casino. You really think that'd be a wise decision?
I can? Aster, I promise I won't get in the way.
It's not a matter of getting in the way, Ruby. This is incredibly dangerous to be a part of, and if you don't—
If you think for a goddamn second, I'm gonna stand by and let you come with us!
Ruby, please. I know this is rather exciting, but you don't understand what the implications of all this is, and you've been—
This is such a bad idea. Never in my life have I heard a worse idea ever in the history of all time!
Asta, you cannot genuinely think this is a good idea, can you?
I do. Ruby wants to know what this all entails, and I think she should see it.
Aster, with all due respect, I just can't believe you're considering this, like, at all.
Consider this. Ruby has seen what we're getting into, hasn't she? She knows the severity of what we will do to get information, and I can only assume she understands what it means to have a contract out on someone.
You want to hire them? They want me dead. They have a hit out on me. What? But why?
That's what we'll be figuring out tomorrow.
Asta, can we talk in private?
I think we're past that at this point, don't you?
Fine. As your legal advisor, bringing in someone who has no understanding of what, I assume, this hardship of life is unfair to both them and us. She could put herself and all of us in jeopardy without having taken the oath.
It's not like you're gonna have her take the oath right now. Are you?
Of course not! Aster, you can't be thinking about breaking all of our traditions like this!
Of course she's not taking the oath right now. She hasn't even been inducted. Maybe, perhaps, this is her pledge?
Were you even listening to me? Did you hear a single word I said?
I did. But I've told you where I stand on that point, and I think you can see from my actions that I'm very firmly behind it.
Well, I'm very firmly disagreeing with you.
I understand your hesitation here, Vinny. I do. But Ruby is going to accompany us tomorrow, and that is final. What did Diamond say?
She's got the fucking room free for you all evening.
Excellent. We can discuss this more in the morning. I'm making a phone call and then headed to bed. I suggest you all do the same.
Good night, Aster. Come on, Veek. We'll crash here tonight.
Aster,
good night,
just...
Sledge. We'll discuss more in the morning.
Good night.
Ruby, why don't you head back to bed as well? I'll be joining you soon.
But what about that phone call?
I'm just inviting a friend to join us tomorrow evening. You'll meet him tomorrow.
All right. See you soon.
You can huff all you want. I'm not changing my mind.
Asta, you're my best friend. I love you. I think you're one of the most intelligent people I know. But this? All of this right here? This is really fucking stupid.
I'm aware.
Then why are you doing it?
I like Ruby. I think she's got potential. I think she's going to be sticking around longer than you think she is. And I think that if we get the heavy shit out of the way sooner rather than later, it'll be easier in the long run.
I don't agree.
I don't need your approval.
Make the phone call, will ya? I'm fucking tired.
Stanley, it's been a while. How are you?
I've been waiting for your call.
I suppose you have. How's Tony?
Walking with a limp.
Well, I suppose that's what happens when you get shot in the knee.
I suppose.
What do you say we have a chat tomorrow at Diamonds?
I'll be there at 8.
See you then.
A man of many words.
He's such a dick. Let's finish the rest up in the morning.
Sounds good. Good night, Asta.
Pleasant dreams.
Just put a wire on her. That'll at least give her a reason to be there.
Ruby's not going to be alone at any point, Beak. And we have the casino bugged. Why would we put a wire on her?
I don't know. I'm just expecting the worst, I guess.
Everything is going to be fine, Beak. Ruby will be by my side the entire time. Now then, Ruby, this is a very important meeting, and I need you to do a few things for me.
Oh, all right. Sure. I'm happy to help.
Lunescu and Tony are going to try to get you to talk to them. Don't say anything. If they ask you how you're doing today, just nod. Nothing verbal, okay?
Sure.
And if anything happens, look for one of my ladies. They'll be wearing a lavender pin like on Beak.
I still don't like this.
I'd rather be prepared.
What do you think is gonna happen?
Honestly, Lunescu's going to try and throw his weight around and act like a child when he doesn't get his way.
Like he always does.
Essentially, but this is the first time we've directly injured one of his boys, so I'd rather be on my toes than comfortable.
Beak, are you carrying?
Yeah, enough to get by. Scoop said she hit a few pieces here and there, so we should be all set.
Good.
801. He's gonna be pissed we're late.
I know.
Why are you trying to antagonize him?
It's what he deserves.
We're almost there, Vinny. Get that stick out your ass.
Enough, Sledge. Just focus on driving, would you?
I'm Aster's chauffeur, not yours. We're here.
Hello, hello. Welcome as always, Miss Starvish. How are you this evening?
Well, thank you.
Excellent. I have the accommodations you requested set in place. Mr. Lunescu and his company are already here.
Best not keep them waiting, I suppose.
So that's Ruby.
Aster's new beau.
Pretty cute.
Yeah, Aster's totally smitten.
Did you get the money for the bet?
Yes, I did receive the money. I must admit, I'm surprised Aster brought her along for this.
So are we.
Well then, I got 50 on Ruby walking out after tonight.
Ha! That's easy money, I'll take it.
Don't be too sure. Lunescu is pissed, and Tony will not stop complaining about how you shot him. I think they'll scare her off.
Hey, it's your funeral. Put me in against that too.
Don't be too sure, ladies.
Yeah, we'll see you die. See you around.
Be careful.
Stanley, you look lovely this evening. Tony, how nice to see you again.
You know something, Stavish? You're something.
I like to think so, too.
When you started your little girls' club, I was impressed. I couldn't believe that Joseph's princess would branch off and create her own little world. But you keep breaking the rules. You push, and you push, and you don't know when to stop. That's not something to be proud of, Stavish. You can't just shoot my men and expect to get out of this scot-free. You got a lot of groveling to do.
Oh? You know what that is? Because I have to say, it might not be me who has to do the groveling, now is it?
You think this is funny?
Hilarious.
Your father!
My father isn't the head of this family, now is he? Come on, Stanley. Why don't we discuss this over a game? You still like Texas Hold'em, don't you?
Whatever. Tony is going to shuffle, though.
Fine by me. Die. The cards, please. How's the knee?
Hurting like a fucking bitch. I see you brought your newest friend again.
Who is this?
I knew we'd be playing, so I brought along my good luck charm.
And your guard dogs as well.
Never can be too careful. Sledge and Beak are good company and know to watch for miscommunication.
Tony, that's probably fine. Your girl can be the dealer.
Oh, she can? Thanks. Diamond, if you wouldn't mind.
Of course, Miss Davish. We're playing Texas Hold'em. I brought both of you 100 grand in chips. Starting bet is 100.
Before we begin, what do you say we up the ante a little bit?
How so?
If I win, you end the contract on Beak.
No.
Fine. How about you tell me what's happening with Mr. Downs?
Fine. If I win, you're paying for Tony's physical therapy.
Fine.
Mr. Lonescu, if you'd like to start.
150.
Call.
Check.
Check.
Your community cards are 7 of diamonds, 6 of spades, and 8 of hearts.
Fold.
So, Mr. Downs?
Downs would go on excursions and bring back items he stole from museums, governor's homes, the like, and sell the items. I paid for the trip expenses. He started to take expensive vacations instead and come back empty-handed. I was not pleased. He's due back in 2 days. Thought I'd send him a warning.
And while Tony was cruising down my road, he thought he'd take out Beak while he was there. Two birds.
You know how it is.
Do I?
Bets are 150 this hand.
Call off the contract on Beak.
No.
Why are the cops circling?
I'll play. 400.
Call.
600.
Call.
Please show us your card.
Good game, Stanley.
This should cover some of the medical bills.
Always good to see the bright side. Call off the contract.
No.
Why is there a contract?
I'm feeling lucky. I'll play.
Bets are 200 this hand.
250.
Call.
Check.
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 600.
Call.
Your cards, please.
Damn it.
Well?
Money makes the world go round, Stavish, as you know. Your mouthy bird has been pissing off a lot of my guys. There's been talk of her taking my business for you.
That's bullshit!
Excuse me?
Beak.
Pardon me, but that's just not true!
Whether it is or not is not my call. I just sign out who gets hit.
One more round. All in. Call off the contract.
And what if I win?
What do you want?
I want the Florida deal.
And you don't think this is childish at all?
You asked me what I wanted in exchange. Those are my terms. You win?
I'll play.
Aster, I don't think this is a good idea.
Diamond, if you would.
Bets this round are?
6,000.
Call.
Check.
10,000.
Call. Check.
15.
Call.
Your cards, please.
This is horse shit!
Stanley, please don't break my table. This one is my favorite.
You think you're so fucking clever, don't you?
Mr. Lunescu, I recommend you stop now before you do something you'll regret.
The only regret I have is ever working with this stupid fucking cunt. It should have been you that died and not your mother.
Hey!
How fucking dare you?
You can't just... Everyone, please. Stanley, no one likes a sore loser. Now please call off the contract.
You fucking think you can do whatever the fuck you want, don't you?
Enough, Lonescu. You agreed to the bet. You lost. Call off the contract. I have other things to do tonight.
Can't fucking believe I lost a fucking... It's Lonescu. Call off the contract on that lavender bitch.
Well, I think our work here is done. Diamond will deal with the collections. It was nice chatting with you again, Stanley.
This isn't over, Stavish.
I never said it was, Lonescu.
The Lavender Ladies Podcast is a Goose Thunder Network produced podcast and made possible through listeners like you. The Lavender Ladies was written and created by Megan McLenathan and was edited by Jade, Hannah, and Molly Ray. The Lavender Ladies theme song was composed and performed by Benny James. The audio editing for The Lavender Ladies was done by Hannah. The voices you heard in today's episode, in order of appearance, are as follows. The voice of Sledge was Delta Christine. The voice of Aster was Megan. The voice of Ruby was Cole Burkhart. The voice of Hari was Jory Taylor. The voice of Beak was Molly Ray. The voice of Vinny was Dylan. The voice of Scoop was Jade. The voice of Linescu was Jacob. The voice of Diamond was Diane Lee. The voice of Tony was Cedric. And the voice of the introducer was myself, Benny James. For more information on the Lavender Ladies, please follow us on Tumblr at thelavenderladies.tumblr.com and our Twitter at lavenderladypod. If you've enjoyed our story and would like to help support us, please consider donating to our Ko-fi at ko-fi.com/thelavenderladies. Or please consider supporting us through Patreon. Monthly donations include rewards such as access to early scripts, specially recorded thank you messages, and our $10 and higher donations include merchandise rewards. Thank you for your support.